Hi there, welcome to Vibrating the Cosmos podcast. This is your host, Amber, also known as Zita Jyoti. It's been a while. A lot has changed in the world. We're all in the shared experience of COVID-19, also known as coronavirus. It's unprecedented. This is a global event, a global pandemic that we're all experiencing. And I was thinking to myself, why a pandemic? What's the difference between a pandemic and an epidemic? Well, a pandemic is something that makes us all get into a panic. But setting linguistics aside, I was thinking actually how I was going to construct this episode, because I feel like, you know, it's just been radio silence for me here. And obviously, everybody's talking about what's happening in the world, and it would be strange not to presence that and to sort of talk about how it's affecting my consciousness. And I think that right now, things are kind of getting pieced to some coherent story right now. I mean, I don't think that this really has obliterated my everyday so much as some folks, like I'm thinking about the 20 million people in America who've lost their jobs and how this is devastating the global economy. And, you know, it's frightening to think about what's going to happen on a practical level on when we get through this crisis. I think I'm always like this, but right now where I feel like my consciousness is experiencing just a series of sound bites. Being somebody into the mystical arts, if you want to call it that, you know, is very invested in astrological study and really following the transits. And this transit that happened in January that astrologers were anticipating for quite some time finally arrived, and it was supposed to decimate our systems, our structures, infrastructure, you know, our very fabric of society. And it is. It's challenging our relationships, our humanity on a larger scale, our relationships on a personal level. We're being really put to the test to just cultivate the bestest, the bestest, is that even a word? The best aspects of ourselves to support each other and support ourselves, and to just not go crazy and lose it, because it's already been probably here for me, living in the Northeast. It's been about a month now. And we're well into the first week of April right now. So it's been about a month, a little more than a month for me being quarantined and social distancing. So yeah, I feel like it's about to get weird. It's really about to get weird, you know. Although having a job has really been creating structure in my life. And I've always been somebody that has thrived on a routine. And, you know, that's why I really got a lot out of having a spiritual practice as, you know, a yogi, and just cultivating that lifestyle for the past few years. It's interesting because that part of me is definitely shifting. And I think for everyone, everyone's consciousness is expanding to new levels of experience, and not so much even, you know, ascending or anything per se. There's a potential for that because of these challenges that we're experiencing in our identity, right? In our identity, a lot of people, and I mean, you know, I recognize this in myself, that a lot of us base our identity on what we're doing for a living. And many of us have lost our jobs. And a lot of us have gotten sick or are going to get sick or are in a lot of fear of getting sick. And so there is definitely this material impact of the economy and just on a super fundamental basic level, we're being challenged, but also in our spirituality. And the way I've been looking at this is that we've been experiencing a, we're being called to reconcile our physical death as well as our spiritual death. And what I mean by that is the fear of, you know, catching COVID and getting sick and you know, having our number called, that, you know, I definitely have experienced moments where of fear and of dying soon, you know, that's a possibility. And the sort of making peace with a lot of the past, but also making peace with a lot of aspects of myself that that were really hard on me, you know, aspects of myself that you know, just and coming to a space of peace and giving up certain emotional habits. And so this is reminding me of the sound bites, because, you know, following astrology for a while, there's just so many things that have been coming through in my consciousness, just as memory of listening to sort of my favorite astrologers, just saying these things about this big conjunction with Saturn and Pluto, January 12th, 11th, 12th of this year. And like, again, that it was supposed to shake our institutions, our structures, you know, the glue that holds us together in a collective sense, right? So obviously it's affecting us on a personal level, but what I was reflecting on the last year and what kind of triggered me, amongst other things, but what triggered me to get into this path of shadow work was really anticipating this transit in January, as well as the fact that Capricorn, which we've been going through this kind of compression in this sign of Capricorn for about a year and a half, coming on to a year and a half, which is reflected in the nodal axis, the moon's nodal axis, that Capricorn was in the south node, which is basically the karmic function of the collective. And this has been a theme for the last year and a half of sort of this collective karmic release and kind of reconciling. And in fact, somebody said that this is the year of reckoning. Who is that? Anyhow, the year of reckoning 2020. But right, so it got me triggered into doing shadow work. And I remember listening to Divine Harmony back in the beginning of 2019 and her saying that, you know, there are going to be things, right, anticipating this conjunction that astrologers have been talking about for years and years, you know, that the things that we distract ourselves with or that we find comfort in are not gonna really serve us anymore. We're not gonna have the escape that we once had. She may have not said it in that exact way, but what she was presencing then was, I thought, okay, well, shadow work, the things that I'm addicted to, right, are not gonna hack it anymore, and that I need to not distract myself and really sit with myself more and really try to reflect on what's triggering me to, you know, go to the phone. That was a really big thing that I got over in 2019, was the addiction to social media and the escape, but also the deep loneliness that was in my life that I wasn't really facing, you know, as far as being not comfortable with myself, you know, that it was more of a loneliness than an aloneness, if that makes any sense, you know. It was just a very solitary year for me. And it was hard to always be by myself. And so I think that there was a turning point last year that I got into a greater love of self. And I feel like that's coming up again. Another thing that's coming through again was this the south node in Capricorn is what we're learning. We're learning that we need to, well, what's being reflected now, you know, that Capricorn can, on the low side, the aspects of Capricorn that we want to try to reconcile is this aspect of competition, and that we need to cultivate more of the north node of the nodal axis of the moon, which is Cancer. So the Capricorn Cancer axis has been in place and with major tension and compression for the last year and a half. And so what I'm trying to say is that our greatest path of evolution and growth is through Cancer, the sign of Cancer, through the mother. And it's also the sign of home and family and sensitivity and emotional sensitivity. So the lessons that we've been learning for the last year and a half, especially when we've been going through these eclipses and when we are traveling through the sun sign of Capricorn or Cancer, so December, January, and June, July, those times, you know, we were really being taught to really respect more of the Cancerian energy, and also look for the higher expressions of Capricorn. And the higher expressions of Capricorn are actually really beautiful. You know, it's actually really associated with this spiritual initiate, and coming from that place, which is totally not about the material world, but now we often think of Capricorn in that way of competition and, you know, we're that mountain goat trying to climb up that mountain and take no prisoners. Is that the way you say it? Take no prisoners. And you know, you're just not even, you have blinders on and you're just ascending higher and higher and higher, and it doesn't matter, and nothing else matters, and that it's the corporate CEO sign, you know, but it has a deeper meaning, you know. It's a spiritual initiate, so that is the farthest thing from materialism. So that's interesting. So if you look at the south node as being this kind of shedding and falling away of the low side of Capricorn, which, you know, you can think of material competition as capitalism. And it's interesting that right now we're going through, we're headed towards we're headed to this devastating blow financially in our financial systems. And yeah, it's like, wow. So what's interesting is that there is this obvious turning towards spirituality, because, you know, to get through these really uncertain times, we have to really look within and dig deep with ourselves and those around us. And if we haven't been really doing that in our life, we could really feel freaked out. And I think that what also has been coming up as far as, you know, these kind of sound bites coming through in my memory is an awesome astrologer. I love her so much. I love Divine Harmony. Shout out to Divine Harmony. I also really love Pam Gregory and what she's been saying, you know, for the past year about this Capricorn compression is about cultivating frequency and vibration. And again, it's this idea of really coming from a strong center, you know, and always cultivating and practicing higher frequencies and higher vibrations, because if everything is crashing and everything is breaking down, we need to be able to maintain that vision to what we want to build. And so this is a time to really come from a deep integrity, really dig deep within ourselves and community to really see a vision with high integrity, because that's what we're building upon. If we're building a new foundation, we want it to be strong and sturdy. And so, and not waver, right? You know, we want a strong foundation. So, frequency and vibration is really important, right now. And, it's going to see us through. And, it's not about putting blinders on and not seeing reality, you know, because, you know, if people have worked with frequency and vibration, you know, it's like you want to look at, you want to think of positive things. And that's true. You know, you want to sort of, visualize, the future, which may not exist. So we don't want to get lost in those visions and in that a utopian vision. But we want to feel like that's possible, right? Just to reiterate that point, you know, every day, you know, you need to sort of, help cultivate your vibration. And so if it is about not really looking at media so much, about the crisis is important. Again, not burying your head under the sand. But it's a powerful time to realize how affected we are to media and really discover or take notice to how much our consciousness, how sensitive our consciousness is to the collective and the people around us, and really being swayed. So again, it's about checking in with ourselves daily, and working on our vibration. And she actually says, she has said this often about putting post-it notes, like basically even just simply with the question, what is your frequency? So what is frequency? Frequency we associate with sound, but frequency is what it is, right? What are we thinking about often? Like, what consumes our thoughts? What consumes our consciousness? That is the frequency that we're giving off. And if we're thinking about the law of nature and we're thinking about the law of attraction, then we're going to attract that which we vibrate at and what our frequency is, right? Like, kind of like a radio signal, right? Well, like a radio signal. So it's important to create the space. And I think that that's important. It's creating space for the potential of new things coming forward. And now this might be, we might be getting ahead of ourselves to talk in this way, but I think another thing that she talked about, that's also, again, coming up in my mind in this soundbite, is she was saying about a year ago, you know, when Capricorn, like, again, was showing up in the nodal axis of the moon, and was that we're building this pressure towards this conjunction in the beginning of January. She was talking about, ask yourself how practical. Now, I'm not speaking word for word, but this is the central point. How is our spirituality showing up in our everyday? How is it practical, right? So, you know, spirituality can get quite lofty and out there. And there's also this kind of potential of being kind of in the ivory tower. I mean, even though that's associated with intellectuals, I think. But, you know, one could do that with kind of like with spirituality, you know, with a hierarchy. You know, hierarchy kind of has you know, we have the gurus still, but we also have the influencers, let's say, in Instagram and social. You know, how are we as individuals, like basically most of us, right? Because most of us aren't like famous influencers or like gurus or anything. But how is our spirituality showing up? How is it serving us in our everyday? And I think Capricorn is very, it's an earth sign. It's very much about the practicality. The practicality is it getting you through your day to day? Is it really serving you? How is it looking? You know? So that's been coming up for me, trying to put out content and like this podcast, but also, you know, on social, there is definitely a shedding of skin and really, you know, things aren't the same for all of us, everything has changed for all of us. And, it feels awkward, to think about where my consciousness is going. I have no idea. I don't have no idea what any of this means. And it's actually quite beautiful, the unfolding and the uncertainty is actually something that is exciting. You know, it's exciting to think about what forms are going to be created spiritually, in spiritual community, but obviously in our larger community, our community at large, you know, America, this country, the world, and that there is without a doubt this emphasis on global health, you know, and really looking at things as we're all interconnected, and that we need to come together in some way. And, you know, if we can think of what's happening in the world as a reflection of spirituality, I think that there's a lot of interesting things happening. You can make a lot of correlations with what sort of the trending conversations in spirituality for the last few years and the last few decades, you know, about the Aquarian age. And if you're into that language, one can say that perhaps we're moving into a golden age, right? Maybe we're moving into this new age, and that before that, you know, there has to be a breakdown. And it's interesting, like the whole flattening the curve makes me think of like, oh, it's like flattening the hierarchies, right? In everything, in our institutions, in our, you know, in our spiritual circles, in our job, you know, if a lot of us have lost our job, it kind of makes us equal. It makes us actually naked. It actually like grinds us down. This can really, it sounds like harsh, but it's like grinding us down to our essential self, our essence of self. And if you have been, you know, doing a rigorous practice, it doesn't have to be rigorous. If you've been tuning into yourself regularly and you know, through meditation or some sort of mindfulness practice or embodying practice of getting into our bodies because we're so darn disembodied, this may not be too hard to do. You know, it's sort of like, oh, we're just continuing what we've been doing. And I know that what I'm seeing all around me is people really feeling validated, like, wow, the work that I've been doing is actually serving me right now. And I think, though, there's a lot of other people that are shifting out of what they had been doing and are maybe searching. Like for me, that's kind of what I've been going through on my path. A lot of changes have been happening. I actually was just talking to Siri Rajdeva, former co-host, and it was so great to talk to her because I've been watching her on social media and we've really been, going through a lot of shifts. We've been kind of, you know, we've been traveling this kind of parallel path for a little while, and, it's quite profound. I mean, I think that what it kind of inspired me to make an episode today and tonight, that I told her that she's been going through this amazing transformation process. And it's reflecting, I think, all of our experience right now where we're kind of midwifing a new world within and without, right? I mean, beautiful, right? It's like, yes, what's happening within is happening on the outside. It's being reflected in me on the outside and everyone around me. You know, we're having this shared experience. I think that for the folks that have really been cultivating their consciousness and trying to expand their consciousness and connect with their higher consciousness, divine consciousness, unity consciousness, God consciousness, all this type of idea. You know, this idea. For those, we're going through a conscious death, right? So it's like this idea. When, you know, like it makes me think about, you know, Tibetan Buddhists, that they contemplate death every day as a form of meditation. Or I think about the Vashna, I don't know if I'm saying that right, goodness, Hindus, then they think about God. They practice thinking about, they chant the name of God. They think of God as much as they can. They are always trying to bring their focus back into God so that when they die, they have a conscious death, right? That their soul can fully experience their death without gripping and holding on to the attachment to the material world. And I feel like for those who have really cultivated meditation practice, we are really going through a very conscious death right now. You know, we're consciously going through this death, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's messy, and it's imperfect, and there's no instruction book. And I think that the paradigms are all out the window, including in spirituality. And you know, I was just telling Sri Rajdeva that I felt like a few weeks ago that I was liberated from the box of the concept of my spiritual self. You know, I broke through that box. And a lot of it had to do with Kundalini yoga and what's going on in that community right now. You know, the guru Yogi Bhajan has been going through a fall from grace and a lot of questioning about the purity of his teachings, but that, you know, the sexual misconduct has surfaced about him, and it was very destabilizing for the community and for the practice and for me. I went through a lot of process through it that I really wasn't sure where I was going to be, how my practice was going to be affected. And it definitely, like, how, I mean, it's still something of a mystery. And I think that I'm just, you know, accepting the uncertainty of that. Okay, I just got interrupted with the call on the Anchor app, so I think that's a signal for me to wrap this episode up. I am excited to continue to talk about my process with where my spiritual practice is going, from Kundalini yoga to this free-formed flow that's just continuing to evolve and hasn't quite blossomed, but you know... Life continues, and I'm grateful for that. And I just want to say, I hope you all are feeling safe and secure and are healthy, and that I think this is a time for all of us to get into the spirit of the mother and get into that Cancerian energy of nurturing ourselves, nurturing others, and really presencing the heart as much as possible in this time of challenge and growth and amazing possibility. Sending you all love and infinite blessings. Thank you.
This